Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
97.1 FM Talk. On demand audio.
School boards have actually had more attention given to them than what they have right now. So Mike Swearingham is a guy who is the president of the Fort Zumwalt School Board. Know Mike for a while and just wanted to kind of check in with him because there is a lawsuit that the Attorney General has filed against many school districts around the state, Fort Zumwalt being one of them. So just wanted to kind of check in on that. Mike, how are you today?
I'm good, Mike. Thanks. Thanks for letting me come on.
Hey, I appreciate you taking the time and just kind of talking to us about this. Mike, by the way, just so you know, just announced last week, I believe, that he's not running for school board again, but he has decided he's going to run for state representative. Did I get that right?
Out of the frying pan and into the fire, Mike.
I was just about to say that. It's like after having the conversation with Representative Hicks and knowing that you've decided you're going to throw your hat in the ring for the newly drawn 64th seat out in St. Charles County, I'm like, man, as if the school board hasn't been enough of a crazy place to be these days, you decide you want to go jump in the middle of crazy, which seems to be Jeff City.
Yeah, absolutely. And, you know, I've been on the school board at Fort Zumwalt for 21 years. This is my 21st year of unpaid public service. And I will be the first to tell you that school board is really the best way to serve your community. And I absolutely love it. But like you said, too, it is kind of crazy right now. And a lot of it's because of COVID and the different things that we've had to do to kind of bring our kids together and try to keep them safe for the last 2 years from this COVID virus.
So you've been there for a really long time, and you've seen a lot of things transpire. From your vantage point, would you agree that it seems that parents over these past couple of years have taken a larger interest in their schools than they probably ever have?
Oh, I absolutely would. In fact, I'd like to say, Mike, that I was elected 7 times because everyone in the public loved me, but I think maybe it was because they didn't know that I was actually on the ballot. But I think that this is absolutely going to be the year of the parent. And quite frankly, I'm excited about that. I think that it's important for our parents to be 100% involved in their children's lives. For years, we've begged and pleaded, parents, please communicate with your teachers. Teachers, please communicate with your parents. Let's be involved with the community. Let's somehow come together. And it's unfortunate because public school is just something that we expect our kids to do. They just go out, jump on the bus, and they go to school, and you trust the teachers. And I'll be the first to say that our teachers in the Fort Zumwalt School District are bar none better than, I'll put them up against anyone across this great state of Missouri. And I'll even go to as far as to say that they're probably better than most in the country. We have a great staff, great administration, and it's just unfortunate where we're at right now with the COVID and with the mandates and the different mitigations that we've had to endure.
Well, I know whenever you have school board elections, for the most part, you don't have a lot of information to find out about people that are running for the school board. And like you said, a lot of times it tends to be a name that I recognize or a name that I know, I'm going to vote for them. But over these past couple of years, parents have really gotten involved and they've woken up to be a part of this. And they've really wanted to find out what is going on. I know you and Tom Emmons, who's a fellow board member. You guys have kind of been the conservative voices on the Fort Zumwalt School Board. So I'm sure it puts you in a unique position being a conservative school board member who gets lambasted by parents who definitely aren't in favor of conservative school board members. And you get sued by the Attorney General of the state of Missouri. And just wanted to kind of get into a little bit more about what is that lawsuit about, and how did it come about happening?
Well, first of all, Mike, let me say that along with Tom Emmons, we also have Craig Moore, who's on our board, and I want to give him some credit as well. There is a, you know, there's it's been a 4-3 vote. Our board has been pretty fractured over the last 18 months in the way we decide to mitigate with COVID and with our students. And, you know, what we're supposed to do as a board is vote our conscience, make sure that we vote the way we feel it's important and necessary. And then we're supposed to stand shoulder to shoulder as one voice to make sure that what was voted on is kind of the law of the land, if you will. And I know a lot of school boards are taking a lot of heat, even though they may not be a 7-0 vote. And I'm not here to badmouth my board members. I'm just saying that there are some, four of our board have different philosophies, and that's kind of where we're at. And as far as this lawsuit, we're looking at a legitimate lawsuit from the state attorney general. But it's not only the attorney general that's suing us. He is the, he's the vehicle for the lawsuit. But we have five or six family names on this lawsuit that have said, we don't want our kids masked. Please give us the option to make up our own mind and to do what we feel is best for our own kids.
So what is the next phase of this suit? Like, where does the school board sit in relation to this? And what do you have to do? Do you have to respond to the suit next? Or what's the next steps?
Well, we've been notified that there is a lawsuit that's pending. It has not been officially served as of yesterday was the last time I inquired.
Okay.
And so without it actually being served, there is no action for us to take. But once it's served, I believe we have 30 days to respond.
How have you seen – sorry, go ahead.
I was just going to say, and what we're seeing now is and we need to probably outline the fact that we're not a mandated – We're not a universal mandate on our mask policy. We have a tiered mitigation strategy. And as today sits, we only have four schools that are over the 4% threshold that dictates the mask. Now we have a few others that are also masks that are coming down because it's a 10-day wait after you hit that 4% on the way down. So there are more schools that are masked, but it's not a universal mask mandate.
So what are you seeing from other school districts around the state that have gone through lawsuits like the ones that is possibly coming your way?
Well, it's going to be egregiously expensive. Financially, it's something that we need to really take a strong look at. I think that I've already heard from some teachers and staff that say, why are we spending money on a lawsuit when we're not having those good discussions about payroll? You know, what about the learning loss that we have had in our students over the last 2 years? We need to discuss those important topics as well. So I think that the lawsuit is, even though I admit I don't like personally the mandates for these masks, it doesn't matter what my personal opinion is. I don't like the fact that the attorney general is spending taxpayer money to sue us, because we're going to have to spend taxpayer money to defend it.
So let me ask you this, because you've been on the school board for 21 years. Obviously, you've been elected a lot. You said 7 times, right? You would think you would have learned by now. You probably don't want to do this anymore. I'm just kidding.
But you're right.
So and you are. You and Tom Emmons are not running for re-election in the Fort Zumwalt School Board. I think there's, what, 150 candidates that have filed to run?
Real close. There's There's nine on the ballot in Fort Zumo. Yeah,
and I think
there were 11 and two dropped out because they got better sense about them. I think, but there are nine that are currently running for the board.
So let me let you know this, because I know there are a lot of people by those numbers that are looking at running for school board. What advice would you give somebody who's sitting out there right now and their name's on the line and they're talking about running? What advice would you give them for the best way to be successful at running a school board campaign? Because that's a different animal than a lot of other elections at federal and state levels.
You know, Mike, that's a great question. And unfortunately, right now, it's more important than ever to be on a school board. Especially if you're a conservative-leaning person that has a certain commitment. And what we're seeing right now is, well, first of all, school boards are nonpartisan. The elections are nonpartisan. They're held in April. There is really nothing from a political standpoint that you need to be bringing to the table. Unfortunately, COVID has created a very divisive political stance, whether you agree in the mitigations, if you agree whether or not the mask and the efficacy of masks are good or bad, or it really doesn't matter. But when you're running a campaign for school board, my opinion is that you are completely honest, completely transparent, and that you run that with integrity. You don't want to slam anybody else. Don't talk about how bad the school board is. Because quite frankly, they're going to be yelling at you and telling you how bad you are come April anyway, if you win. So it's all about making the connection and saying who you are, standing up for who you are, and then letting the public decide who they want to represent them at the board level.
Well, and it seems that these days you're going to have more people paying attention to school board elections than we have in a really long time. And I think that's positive. I think the more, like you said, and we saw it play out in Virginia in the gubernatorial race, parents are waking up to what's going on in their schools, and they're getting more involved than they ever have before. Sometimes you would wish they would bring down the temperature a little on the discussion that they're having. Like, we can disagree, and we don't have to be personal about it. We can talk about the issues and disagree that way. But it's great that we're seeing parents, not just in the St. Louis area, but all around the country, who are taking an interest. And like you said, and like they said in the Virginia race, this really has become the year of the parent. The parent is re-engaging in education, and it's definitely needed.
Absolutely. And, you know, there's 532 school districts just in the state of Missouri and across the state. Doesn't matter what school district you're in. Unfortunately, we are facing some things that parents, I as a parent, and certainly as a grandparent now, don't want to see in the school libraries. There's books that are containing some pornographic illustrations. And, of course, you know, the different curriculum, the CRT and SEL language, and certainly the masking and mandates. And, you know, there are things that we want to see from a conservative side, regardless of who you are. As an individual, we need to get back to the reading, writing, and arithmetic and the education of students. This country is falling way behind. And again, because of COVID, there's a lot of learning loss that hasn't been discussed. And for me, going to the state level is my next step. I've had a voice locally in the Fort Zumwalt schools for, like I said, 21 years. It's important for me now to take that voice to Jeff City and to represent not only the Northern St. Charles County in District 64, but the entire state of Missouri.
Well, before I let you get out of here, just with another minute or so remaining, I just wanted to get your thoughts on the superintendent changes that are going on in your area. Dr. Bernie DeBray has announced his retirement after over 40 years in the school district. How many has Bernie been superintendent?
Bernie's been with Fort Zumwalt for 42 years, 36 as superintendent.
Wow.
I, Mike, like yourself, am kind of an old guy.
Thanks for that.
Bernie was my superintendent when I graduated in 1986.
Wow.
So he's been around for a little bit. And I'll tell you what, I absolutely adore Bernie DeBray, his leadership, his tenacity, the willingness to let the buck stop with him. He led the school district through the 90s and the 2000s when we were, O'Fallon was the fastest growing community in the state, and we were building buildings constantly. And I have grown to completely admire the gentleman. One of the last and most important duties that I've had as the school board president was helping to name his successor. So he's going to continue at the helm for one more school year after this. So he will be on board for the 22-23 school year. And then Dr. Paul Meyer will be taking over in the 23-24 school year.
Well, and then you have right up the street, the big news of the week is Dr. Curtis Kane in Wentzville has decided to resign, and he is headed out to Rockford School District. School District.
Yeah, Rockwood is, I think that's a great place for Dr. Kane. I think he's going to do great things over there. And again, you know, there's always a great seat on the bus for the right person. And I think Dr. Kane is well suited for Rockwood, and they're going to do really well under his leadership. He has done a lot of things as far as standardized testing. The kids do well, they grow, they are educated. And I know that he'll be happy over there. They'll be happy with him.
There is a lot of change going on in the area, that is for sure. That is Mike Swearingham. He is the president of the Fort Zumwalt School Board. He is also a candidate for state representative in the 64th District, correct? 64th?
Yes, sir. Thank you very much, Mike.
So there you go. Mike, I appreciate you taking the time and being on with us today. Good luck in all of your successes as you move forward. So we're going to put this bad boy to bed in just a little bit. There is a ton of places for you to engage if you want to engage. If you want to go talk to your state senator, your state rep, but we really hope that you pay attention to these school board races that are coming up in April. Your vote in April is more important than it's ever been before. And thank you for paying attention to that. It's the Annie Fry Show. My name is Mike Elam, sitting in for Annie today on 97.1 FM Talk.
Get more at 97.1talk.com.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of four lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. T-Mobile.com.
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, O'Reilly!